If anything, the steam had grown thicker. Ben was only 5 meters from the font of power, and he could tell its location only by the sound of its gurgling waters. Even Vistara, standing halfway between him and the fountain, looked more like a gray foreshadow than the woman he loved.
"Thess, we're not drinking," Ben said. "You saw what happened to Talon after he fell into the pool. The same thing or something even worse will happen to us if we drink from the font. You know that."
"Maybe we're meant to change,"
Vistara said.
"Abeloth is the destroyer of Kashiri legend, and we're the protectors, Ben. You and me. That's why the Force brought us together in the first place. We're the only ones who can stop her."
Ben shook his head.
"Not by drinking from the font."
He stepped closer to Vistara and pointed toward the fountain behind her.
"That thing is a dark side nexus, probably the most potent one in the entire galaxy. You don't use something that powerful. It uses you.
So instead we let Abeloth just take us?"
Vistara countered.
"Use our bodies to raise the galaxy?"
"No, Vess. We fight back," Ben said. "But we do it without drawing on the font. Without touching the dark side at all. That's the only way we don't become the thing we're trying to destroy."
Vistara studied Ben with a look that was equal parts pity and admiration. Then finally said,
"You're a noble fool, Ben."
She turned away and started toward the fountain.
"But I'm through discussing this. We can't beat Abeloth without the font's power."
Ben remained where he was.
"And you can't beat her alone, Vess."
He waited for her to glance back, or at least to hesitate. When she didn't, he turned away.
Straight into Abeloth.
Her tentacles were on him before he could cry out, entwining his body and pulling him close, slithering over his eyes and probing at his ears, sliding past his lips and into his mouth. Ben bit down hard and felt a gristly tip about the size of his small finger come off. Immediately, his mouth was filled with a thin, foul-tasting oil. He exhaled fiercely, spewing both the tentacle tip and the rancid blood into Abeloth's bottomless eye sockets. She only pulled him closer. A tentacle curled around the back of his neck, then slithered into his nose and started to ascend. He punched and kicked, slamming fists and elbows into her body and stomping at her legs, driving knees into her thighs and abdomen. But he was still too close to the font to use the force. And without the force, his blows were nothing to her. Abeloth took them all without flinching or groaning, with no reaction save a smile. The tentacle wormed its way up Ben's nose into his sinuses, and his face flared with unbearable pressure and pain.
"You will drink, young Skywalker, or you will serve me another way. That choice is the only choice."
The threat came to a crashing end, and Abeloth's tentacle tore free as she went flying backward on a bolt of force lightning as thick as Ben's leg. He dropped to his knees, his agony fading quickly. Blood poured from his nose. Abeloth dropped to the ground about 3 meters ahead, limned in blue and still pinned against the cobblestones by the force lightning. As she writhed, her tentacles were twining around themselves, coalescing back into arms. Her long golden hair grew silky and dark. Her eyes became oblong and normal, and her skin darkened into the lavender tones of a Kashiri Sith. Vistara came up beside Ben. Her hands were still extended toward Abeloth, pouring force lightning into the fallen Kashiri.
"Ben,"
Vistara asked,
"are you hurt?"
Instead of replying, Ben continued to kneel on the cobblestones, looking up at Vistara. Her hair and clothes remained relatively dry, and he saw no redness in her face or hands to suggest she had actually put them into the steaming waters and drunk. But as she continued to pour force lightning into the Kashiri, he could feel the font's dark energy flowing across the courtyard, swirling over him and through him, filling him with the cold, queasy ache of its corrupting power.
"Ben?"
Vistara asked again.
"Answer me!"
"I'm fine,"
he said.
"Then get up,"
Vistara said. There was a glow in her face, and Ben kept telling himself that it was not joy, that it had to reflect something other than the usual Sith thirst for power.
Together we can kill Abeloth.
Ben spun on his knees and wrapped one arm around Vestara's legs. He rose to his feet, throwing her over his shoulders and using his free hand to catch her forearm and hold her in place.
No!
He started across the courtyard, away from the Font of Power.
Not like this, we can't!